But for some reason, and I suspect it's because pastors like to talk, the sermon began to take over. But nowhere in Scripture did Jesus say, "My house shall be called a house of preaching." And I would suggest to you that one of the reasons why our church has been a failure at reaching our culture in so many ways, meaning the church at large, including ourselves at times, is because we emphasize the wrong things. We emphasize doing it in our own strength. Things that keep us busy, like projects and programs. Instead of saying, "God, do what only you can do." Nowhere did Jesus say, "My house shall be called a house of preaching." But he did say, what's written up there? Go ahead and quote Jesus if you like and read it. My house will be called a house of prayer. For all nations, that's right. You know, even after the Spirit came at Pentecost and they were empowered to preach, the disciples still said, we will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. Now, I'm sorry, folks, but in most churches, prayer takes a second place. It really does. You have what are called these cut flower prayers that sound nice, but sometimes really don't work out there in the real world. And people get uncomfortable when the thought of praying together. You want to clear a room? Say, well, we're going to pray together. But you know what we're going to do today? We're going to pray together. This morning, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to look at the Word of God, but what we're going to do is we're going to pray it. So here's our passage. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of the light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Well, what we're going to do today is we are going to pray for the larger church. Specifically, we're going to pray for the invisible body of Christ, the invisible church, the one body of Christ, that's at work together today for the Decision America tour. And we are one of those churches. That's where Larry Howell is this morning. He's helping with that, which will happen later this afternoon. Paige and Lori will also be a part of that. And we figured that the best way that we could support this crusade was by praying for it. Now, when we pray together as a group at Peace, if you've never been to a prayer meeting at Peace, I want to show you something that will put your mind a little bit at ease. And here it is. We practice what are called the ABCs of praying together. Here's how that works. Pray aloud, loud enough to be heard. You know what happens when we pray? We drop our faces and sometimes our voices. Pray out so others can hear you. Okay? Next, pray briefly. Keep it short, or I promise you, we will cut you off. In the history of churches, the truth is that nothing kills prayer meetings more than long prayers. So keep it short. Next, pray in community. Support each other as you pray. Stay on point. Personal needs will be prayed for later during the service when we have communion. So if you go off the reservation and pray for Aunt Mary, we care about Aunt Mary, but that's not what we're doing. And amens will be encouraged. Your time to pray for Aunt Mary will come later after communion, okay? What we're going to do is start at the end of this passage. And here it is. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Is that you? Is that your hope this morning? Is that your praise this morning? One of the things we like to do at our prayer meetings is give people a prayer starter, and we'll do that today. And it could be as simple as, Lord, I love you because, or Lord, I praise you for rescuing me, but make it about him. Make it about him. On that note, Lord, I love you because you have saved me in spite of myself. Lord, you have been so good to me. I praise you for it.